Workbook, Unit 12, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to the radio debate about myths, legends, and fables. Are the statements true or false?
Hello, and welcome again to Teenagers Talk. Today we are debating the importance of myths, legends, and fables with Hani and Mazin. Welcome to you both.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us, just how beneficial are myths, legends, and fables to society today?
Well, in our opinion, they have always helped human beings understand the world.
We don't quite agree with that, as there is a fine line between reality and lies. For example, we know that in ancient times the earth was thought to be flat. If this story were told now, it would be regarded as false.
That's one way of looking at it, but we've always used the knowledge we have at the time to explain the things we don't completely understand. For example, there are many theories as to how the pyramids were built.
As we see it, there are two different things happening in many myths, legends, and fables. One is to explain the common human experience, and the other is to entertain.
What do you mean by that?
Well, before books existed, the storyteller would tell stories from different places, which illustrate the similarities of people in other lands. They were the modern-day version of television or the internet. The best example of these, I think, are Aesop's fables. Unfortunately, storytelling is disappearing due to modern technology.
We don't agree with that. Just look at the Egyptian records of traditional culture, which has collected 623 hours of old stories. Without technology, these tales might have been lost.
We agree that these tales form a vital part of our heritage, but do they serve another purpose for society?
Well, that's where we may agree. Look, you mentioned Aesop's fables, and they are an example of short stories with a moral to help explain typical human problems. For example, the lion and the mouse tells us that acts of kindness will always be returned.
You have a good point there.
Well, I think that's probably a good time to end this very interesting discussion on the benefits of myths, legends, and fables. Thank you very much, Mazin and Hani, for joining us today. Next week, we will be talking about something.